This is Jimmy Caps for the Very Manic Jimmy Caps Show. I got John Rossi of Pilgrim. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Dude, you know what? There's a lot.
Nice to talk to you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, no lie, man. It has been a while. When will you be coming back to Southern California?
That I have no idea. I cannot tell you that right now.
Any plans?
Hopefully soon. Oh, I don't know. We're trying to make a tour happen in like March or something when our new record comes out. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know,
that's where we want to go.
There's a lot of new stuff to talk about. Let's start off real quick with Europe. You guys just got back from Europe. You've been touring with Windhand. How did that go?
It was good, man. We played pretty much all sold-out shows all across Europe. It was fucking awesome. Windhand's like really good friends of ours, so it was really good. It was definitely stressful. And definitely learned a lot. It wasn't as easy as I thought it would be, but we got through it, and it was cool. Shows are done. I'm still recovering from, what I consider like minor alcohol poisoning. So it was cool.
Was this your first time? Was this the first tour for Pilgrim out in Europe?
First tour, yeah, but this is the third time that we've been over there.
Wow, yeah, it's a big difference when you're touring, man.
Yeah, it's totally a big difference. But we got to see everybody we knew. It was fucking awesome, dude. It was great.
Wow. Now, I really like that package that consisted of Pilgrim and Windhand. Any chance that might come to North America?
Yeah, I mean, we're all really good friends anyway. So, like, the probability of that happening again is probably very likely.
Sick.
And we both just get along like really well, so I could definitely see that happening. I mean, there's no plans for it, but you know, there's been we'll talk a little bit.
Cool, man, right on. You know, when you're out in Europe, do you find that the audiences are completely different when they're listening and absorbing Pilgrim's music?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, actually, because like that's something that I'm still getting used to. I was watching some videos of like our tour manager's band. He's like part of a hardcore band, and he's showing us some videos, and the crowds are going fucking ape shit. And I was like, oh my god, like I want this. Like I want the crowds to do that. But at our shows, everybody's kind of like very mellow. It's like headbanging. You know, some people get really into it, but everybody. It's exactly what you said. They sit there and they really absorb it. And they listen to everything about it. It's flattering. It's different, you know. Like I'm still getting used to that, but I mean, fuck yeah! It's good that they're at least like appreciating it. They seem pretty receptive. Seem to like it.
Nice, man. Right on, man. That's cool, man. So listen, you're back in the States now. What's going on with Pilgrim right now? Are you still writing the new record? Are you recording it? What's up?
The new record is done. It's mixed and mastered.
Oh.
And we just got the artwork back yesterday. And it's pretty much on the line now. It's just waiting until March, and then that's when hopefully it comes out in March or April. So it's done. Now we're just sitting on our hands for a little while. And we're gonna like take it easy, maybe go back to work, and like get our money situation all sorted out so that we can try to tour this spring and summer.
Right. You know, let's go back a little bit for the audience that's not familiar with Pilgrim or your first release. You released an incredible record called Misery Wizard, man.
Shucks.
One of the things that I really, and I mean, this is when we talked the first time, one of the things that I really liked about that record, aside from the extreme heaviness of it, was the fact that, to me, it was a record that kind of you had to commit to. And what I mean by that is you just have to go with the whole ride. But I also like that you incorporated art. And to me, it seemed like there was like a story behind it. Am I a little off with that?
No, this is what we were talking about last time. There definitely is like a huge storytelling aspect to it. As far as like an overarching storyline, there really isn't one. There's no like full concept to the record, but it all sort of flows and stems in and out of like the idea of the band, this Pilgrim, and everything that it encompasses, everything that influences us. It's like a big fucking, it's like a crock pot, a fucking awesome soup, and all the different parts of the soup are there for everybody to look at, you know. That's a really bad analogy, but that's pretty much what it is.
It is, especially when I'm starving right now.
I've been eating all day, so I got food in my mind.
Yeah, no shit. Same here. Like, give me. Can I have a heavy soup, please? So, does that concept, or does when you were writing the new record, does that flow into the new project, or are you trying to distance yourself from that? Talk to me a little bit about the new album without giving it all away.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's because the album's called Void Worship. That's the new theme of the record. It's like the worship of absence and just nothingness. And it's not like a new concept or anything, but it's something that we felt like we had something to say about, or, you know, we could write a record about it. But, yeah, the new record kind of takes, like, the first song is called In the Master's Chamber, and it sort of, like, takes off. Right. It's as if you had sat and listened to the full record, and then you are coming out of that experience, and the first song is like you getting dropped out of Misery Wizard, and now you're into this like the next part. That's like what the first song on the record is about.
Oh man, so
it kind of continues, you know. It kind of has like the flow, still the whole mythos is there.
Yeah, it sounds like the heaviness continues. Do you guys still kind of concentrate into that heavy zone void that the last record put the listener into?
Yes, but this time we tried not to. We didn't want to, like, we really like that whole concept of having to commit to the record. Mm-hmm. That's something that we picked up from Reverend Bazaar, I think. It's like really drawing it out and really like milking it for, you know, 8 to 15 minutes, you know, just really milking the songs out. But we tried to like cut back on that a little bit this time, so you're still getting awesome songs and really, really heavy stuff. But it's a bit more compact. I don't think that you're gonna see any like 15-minute songs on this one. I think it's more like, I think 9 to 10 minutes is probably the longest song on the record. But it's not, you know, it's not like the cut back all the way or anything. But it's definitely a little bit. It's a bit more approachable, a bit more approachable.
You know, give me your.
People could argue that it's not that, but.
Well, you know, it's funny because I find it interesting when artists go into that zone and they just start, you know, not letting themselves be shackled by time constraints. As far as artistically and as musicianship-wise, I mean, it's liberating, but we're still dealing with a certain faction of ignorant listeners that are like, oh, dude, this song's 15, 20 minutes, I can't hang, where there's other people exactly. That thrive on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm fucking talking about, and we didn't do it for them, you know, but there definitely is that aspect of it, which fucking sucks, I hate that, but that is there, but I think it's more for our sake. Like, you know, when we went on tour last time, we played Misery Wizard every single night, and it was just like 12 or 13 minutes of this long ass song. And even after a while, like, we could feel like maybe some people were kind of like, you know, getting a little impatient, or they wanted something else, or they needed like a little change. So we wanted to like, yeah, I know, it really happens. And so we realized that early on, like right after. Even back, like, in Pomona last time I saw you, we realized that, so we worked on it a little bit. You're still going to get long, long, fast songs, but they're more flowing and evolving now, as opposed to, like, the same hammered riff, you know?
Right. Would it be safe to say that this record also has more of a maturity with Pilgrim? Because, I mean, the last record, you guys toured extensively, and you know, it has been over a year, man.
Yeah. That's what everybody keeps saying. They're like, wow, you guys, like, this is much more mature. That was a big thing that reviewers always fucking, like, you know, slammed us for, is that our band seemed immature to them. Like,
really?
Like, we were too young to realize what we were doing, you know? It's always like, fuck that, man, fuck that. But everybody's telling us, like, wow, it sounds like you guys really, you know, figured out what you guys are doing, you know, whatever. I guess it is more mature in that sense.
Wow. It's got to be...
It is. We've, like, realized what we want to do and what we're going for now, so...
Yeah, let me define what I meant by mature, because I find it odd that other writers would say that you guys were immature. I thought that last record was superb, man, because it just really captured, like I mentioned earlier, the audience and committed to them to listening to that record, where there's a lot of bands that can't do that anymore, bro. That's a thing from the 70s, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Yeah.
What I meant by mature is the fact that you guys have now grown even more like a tight unit amongst each other. And since you guys have been recording and touring and writing, there's like a bond there where like it's enhanced more with the void that you're in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, between me and Nick, like, we lost our bass player. Count Ellery's not playing with us anymore, which is really a bummer. It's a whole big thing. But between me and Nick, me and Krolk, like, we're definitely in a very tight space as far as what we want in our songwriting and how we can, you know, how we play off of each other. Mm-hmm. Especially live now, we do a lot of things where it's like me and him go tit for tat in like certain sections and we speed up and slow down together. So, yeah, we're more mature and like musically, and also in our own lives, we've both grown up a lot in the past year, especially trying to make all this money happen for our European tour.
Yeah.
Like, that really grew some hair on our balls, you know? we're a little more hairy now.
Yeah, I
can... More responsible.
Who wrote this record?
I did. I wrote all the songs on it and all the lyrics.
What are the things that I like?
It's a hard question. It's a really hard question.
Yeah, I'm not as stupid as I look, bro.
Yeah, it's so deep, man. Very deep, bro.
One of the things that I liked about your prior record was when you would listen to it, it seemed like it was in a whole other world with a whole other, what's the word I'm looking for here? It just seemed like a whole other universe. Will the new record capture that same vibe as the prior record?
Oh, for sure. That's what we are. That's what we want to do. Is, you know, it's like playing like a video game or like reading an amazing book. It's like it will transport you away and into your own, into a different space, you know. And that's what our band strives to do, is take you to that other realm that we built.
Nice.
You know, that's kind of what I think of our songs. Like, you build realms, and we've created this mythos and this fucking just place, and you can go there, and it exists. And that it definitely carries on to the next record. We do that so on purpose. That was like one of our main goals.
That's
for
good,
everything,
man.
That we do, it's like that.
Cool, man.
The escapism of it.
Cool. So the what is the new record called again?
It's called Void Worship.
And that will be also out on Metal Blade?
Yes, and this time it's going to be on Metal Blade proper, not just... Last time we were on a subsidiary label, and this time it's going to be full Metal Blade. We're pretty excited about that.
Cool, man, right on. And what are the potential release dates for North America?
Potential release dates are going to be probably like late March, maybe early April.
Okay, and then possibly a tour that'll go with that?
Yeah, maybe with some Rise Above bands, if we're lucky enough to make that happen.
Wow, that's sick, man. That'd be awesome. What bands would you like to tour North America with that you would, like, if you had the ability to make that happen, what band would you like to tour with?
There's a lot, dude. I mean, Windhand just took off for a tour, and they're opening for High on Fire right now. I would love to open for High on Fire. I was so jealous, like, 2 days after their tour ended with us, they got on the road to go with High on Fire.
Dude, like, that would have been the perfect deal.
That would have been with High on Fire or Ohm or any sort of, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
Even, like, I would love to go on tour with Blood Ceremony as well.
That's an amazing band.
Yeah, but even more on like a local level, like, we have some friends and bands that are like a bit more obscure or unknown, and I would love to get out on the road with them. Like our friends Balaam from Rhode Island, we'd
cool.
love to go on tour with them, or maybe we could try to get Ice Dragon from Boston to come out of their fucking man caves and like come on the road.
I would love to see you guys tour North America with Windhand. I was so jealous of you guys doing that in Europe, dude.
Yeah, for me it was kind of like as a consumer, like if I saw that tour, I would just die. I would just fucking die. Two awesome, really cool, heavy bands. Both not, you know, both bands, there's nothing really too generic about them, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, they're both like kind of doing their own thing. I like that.
Yeah, same here, man. That's what I love when I go see bands that I like to go see tours that completely go against the grain, and they get two artists that are not in the same monotone type of fucking thing. It's like two heavy hitters going head to head.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you want two big shots. You don't need like any small fries.
I hear you, dude. Well, listen, John, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to me, dude. I'm really looking forward to hearing this new record. Hopefully, you'll be cool and leak me like a demo. I promise not to give it out to nobody.
Hey, we'll see. We'll have a lot to talk about that after.
Yeah, man. But you know what, man? I'm really looking forward to you releasing this record and definitely touring and definitely have you come back to the fucking West Coast, dude. I think you guys are a great band.
Dude, I would love to come back. And hey, thank you so much.